Hey, my lovelies, welcome to my channel. So if you are tuning in via Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, or my podcast, I want to thank you guys for checking out the Daily Vibration, but I also want to thank you guys for checking in on you today, okay? So it is Reflect and Revise Saturday, May 8th, 2021, okay? Now, if you're new to the channel, welcome. If you are a returning subscriber, welcome back. My name is Kamoy. So we're doing a Daily Vibe today. However, if you do not click on the video on the 8th of May, you don't have to worry about that. If the message resonates and vibrates, you want to go ahead and take what you need and leave what you do not, because energy is fluid, okay? That means that you could be going through a situation or a circumstance, honey, that this message is just what you need to get you through that, okay? So let's tap in to what's going on today. We are currently at day number 41 in our level up journey. We have 59 more days left on the journey, y'all. 59 more days left. Okay, so if you are tuning in via YouTube today, you will not be seeing me on camera. But I really want you guys just to sit back, get your coffee, get your tea, you know, morning routine, afternoon routine, whenever you choose to listen to this. I really want you to just pay attention to what the message is saying today. Even if you can't see me on camera, I really want you to pay attention, right, to what's coming through today. Right. So we have Reflect and Revise Saturday. Saturdays are ruled by Saturn, which means that there's going to be some type of order, you know, some type of law, some type of foundation, some type of structure. Okay. We also have the sun currently positioned in Taurus, right? The moon is still in Aries. All right. However, we do have that energy of the new moon coming in with Taurus energy. Okay. So be mindful of that. Now, we have a few vibrations that we're going to be flowing through today. So today, as you're going through Reflect and Revise Saturday, I want you to think about the process. Because I think a lot of times people count themselves out too quickly because you did not include the process in your calculation, right? You did not include maybe the time that would be required. Maybe the effort that would be required, maybe the emotional healing that would be required. Like, you did not understand that there may have been a process, right, to get you from point A to point B and then all the way up to point Z. Okay, so there's a process, there's steps to that, right? Now, if you think about it, so say for example that we draw a shape of a heart, right? And within the shape of the heart, there's a point within each shape of the heart with the alphabet, okay? A to Z, right? So if you start at the middle of the heart where it connects, okay, you have your point A and your point Z. And then you have the other alphabets just going all the way around. But you got to stay on the line that outlines the heart, right? So if you go outside of the line and you try to jump from A all the way down to E and then bounce back up to C and then come all the way down maybe to J, right? And then go across, right, over to Y and then come back in and then you want to add maybe I, right? You're not going to get a shape of a heart. You're way out of the line. Now, sometimes it is required to come out of the line and create your own shape, baby. That, you know, come on, we could get into some sigils and stuff now. So sometimes, you know, it is required for you to have your own shape and your own symbol and make that your own, right? However, you still live in we still live on Earth and you still live in a system where there are lines, there are squares, right? And within squares, there's lessons and there's obstacles. Everything in this realm, they got some squares, honey. Square houses, that's why you got rooms, you know. That's why I love houses that don't have boxed-in rooms. I love to see original architectural design with curves. Because energy in motion is curved, right? So, you want to be mindful of that, right? So there's a process to things. And sometimes you can count yourself out, right? Right before it's there. Like, it's right there. It's right there. It's right there. It's right there. Right there. There, right? You got one more step to manifestation. You got one more step to healing. You got one more step to your abundance flowing in. And then you, that step that step, or maybe that last two step, or maybe that, you know, the first five steps, you did not calculate, or you are not trusting the process. Okay, so reflecting today on the process, right? How can you begin to reflect on the process today with some of the numbers that's going in on the day? Now, the numbers that's on the day today is really powerful, because you have not only the power of memory showing up in the date today, but you also have the hour of balance showing up in the date today. So we're dealing with numbers today: 5, 8, 2, 2, 1, and 0. Now, let me just tell you this, right? These numbers all together have a message. Okay, so we're talking about the process today. And if we're talking about the process, what is the message of the numbers today? There's change in the atmosphere. There's change where you can tap into love, or change where you can sit in your pain. You know, there's change that needs to happen. And whether you are going to do that change and correspond with the ebb and flow of the universe, right? It's up to you. And when I talk about the universe, I'm talking about your universe, your inverse, your invoice, that inner voice that guides you. There's change here today. Right? The number 5 is bringing in that change. And not only is the number 5 bringing in that change, it's requiring that change. How about that? It's requiring that change, right? So we're talking about with heart chakra energy here. We're talking about the expansion of love. We're talking about forgiveness. And let me just tell you something about forgiveness now. Forgiveness has nothing to do with anyone getting away with what they did to you, because they don't. The universe does not do blind justice. It doesn't do blind justice. Forgiveness is about you being able to move forward and live. Learn from your lesson. Okay, so yeah, heart chakra work. Quick and sudden change coming in with the number 5 today. Number 8 is bringing in new beginnings. But the number 8 is also symbolically the infinity symbol. Soul plane energy. Wisdom, understanding, forgiveness, love at its highest vibration. That's there for you today, right? Do you know love is part of the process? Yeah, it is. Love is part of the process. It is absolutely part of the process. The question is, how or what is your perception of love? You know, we talked about it the other day that everybody don't appreciate love. You know? Who's loving you? Remember that. Because everybody do not appreciate love. Everyone's perception of love is different. You know? Get in there, right? So, number 8 brings in that opportunity for you to begin anew. Utilize your wisdom from the soul plane. And then on the physical plane, right, just tap into your independence and be active with that. Don't just like do it one day and don't, you know, stand in your truth today and then back down tomorrow. Actively continue to be who you are. Actively continue to unfold. Actively continue to trust this process. Let me tell you something, right? I love doing what I do. I love doing what I do. And the more I do it, the more I learn. You know, and I've been doing this over 20 years. Over 20 years, I have been studying spirit. Over 20 years, I have been listening. You know, I may not have embraced my gift or my gifts, because there are many, right? But there has been a cultivation for definitely over 20 years. 20 plus years. You know, and you learn some things, you know, when you've been doing something for 20 plus years. Shit, you learn some things when you've been doing something for after 40 days, right? We've been doing this for 41 days. And even within this 41 days, the way I started a day 1 is not where I am a day 2. At day 1, I was still trying to figure out how I was going to do this process and how this process was going to unfold. And, you know, I knew change was needed and I knew change was coming in. And I knew that the way of doing business, right? I knew that was not, you know, I knew that was not the way that we were going to be doing things. I knew that. There has to be elevation from within. And I'm talking to you guys. And as I'm talking to you guys, my, you know, my spirit is saying, okay, you're going to have to do this. You know, so I got to add some things to my note. Because as I'm speaking to you guys, I'm literally hearing changes in my mind. Okay, of some things that I need to do because of this expansion that we're in. Right? So knowing that there's new change coming in today can give you an opportunity to tap into that spiritual wisdom and then use that independence on the physical realm to exercise that wisdom. There's a process to everything. You know, you think about it. You know, if you were baking a cake, shit, if you even if you're baking that cake from out of the box, or even if you're baking a cake from scratch, there's still a process. And as a matter of fact, I would say if you were going to be authentic with it, right? Making it from scratch and it's authentic, you know, adding ingredient by ingredient. That within itself is a totally different process from emptying the cake mix out of the box. Totally different process. And that's another thing too. So sometimes you want to take the process of one thing and apply it to the process of the next thing and then get mad because that process is not working. Honey, listen. Raising my hand, done that, been there. So these things that I share with you guys and, you know, we talk about, you know, you gotta walk through the same things that you talk about. You can't just be about the walk. You don't have to, you know, you can't just be about the talk. Well, the walk for me is probably the walk, you know, so I'm always in my head, but you just can't be about the talk. You got to do the walk too. You got to do the work. You see people with very athletic bodies, that's because they have to put in some type of athletic activity. Right? And I'm not talking about people that's just naturally slim. I'm talking about people whose physique, you can tell that they put in some time in the gym. That's a process. That is a process. So, number 8, new beginnings. So, we are jumping into the number 2. And let me just stop here to say right now that, you know, you are never disconnected from your opportunities. Opportunity does not come only once in a lifetime. That is bullshit. Opportunities are forever present around you, in you. Okay? Believe that. Your opportunity is connected to your intuition. And a lot of people don't follow their intuition because you just don't know how to. Like, we haven't been taught to follow our intuition. We haven't been taught to do that. Right? You haven't been taught to do that. We've been taught to maybe take processes from one aspect of life and apply them to another aspect of life where that process may have different ingredients or may take, you know, a different amount of time. Your intuition connects you to limitless. Listen to me, y'all. Limitless, which means there's no cap. There's an overflow. It's never ending. Limitless opportunities. But it also can connect you to limitless and limitless blockage of getting to those opportunities. It's kind of like having a car in your driveway, right? Or maybe just say having a car in your garage. Brand new car, fully loaded. and the brand new car fully loaded is just parked in your garage. But you haven't opened the garage because you're afraid of the spiders in the garage. Right. You got a brand new updated car in the garage, but you don't get access to that car because you're afraid of the spiders. There's that too. Some people are afraid of the process that it takes to get to what they want to accomplish. You know, I learned yesterday that I had my shoulders up about something. I don't know who I was telling that to. Maybe I said that on, you know, maybe a Daily Vibe or a different platform, but I don't remember where I talked about just feeling like a heaviness on the shoulder. You know, so I have been having I can feel like there's a blockage in my shoulder. And this blockage, you know, I thought, and actually as I'm speaking to you guys, if you hear like the vocals changing, it's literally because I'm doing some exercises to kind of like even keep, you know, the energy flowing in my body, right? Because the shoulders represent Gemini energy, you know? And Gemini, and you know, so we're talking about the shoulders and we're talking about the throat. We're talking about throat chakra energy. So I'm very familiar with, okay, what's going on here is, you know, it's really speaking to my throat chakra, you know, but it's also speaking to my Mercury, my communication. So having to take a look maybe at what's going on in that area, you know, you discover some things. Okay, so I noticed that I hadn't put it all together until yesterday, and it's still coming, you know, it's still actually the downloads are coming in, you know, and really having to stay still is key in this energy. Like I said, we got new moon energy coming in, right, in a couple of days, and that's happening with the sun in Taurus, and the new moon is going to be in Taurus also. So that's really powerful energy. Okay. So I went to a friend's house yesterday, you know, and I was just sitting and I was talking about, you know, how I've just been having this pain in my neck, like in my shoulders. And I really think I'm going to have to go ahead and get me like a new pillow, right? Get me a pillow that actually can support my neck. And, you know, I said, and, you know, I have to really find like a masseuse. I have to find a massage, someone to, you know, at least massage the knot out. And we're sitting at the table and they said, well, I know a guy, you know, like I know one of my neighbors, you know, live not too far right down the block. Like he, you know, that's what he does. I can just hit him up and see if, you know, he's willing to, you know, give you a massage today. I was like, really? Okay, so I got all excited, y'all. So let me just tell you guys this, because I left the house that day with the intention that I was going to get a massage. And I also remember thinking that it would be so beautiful if I can get it today, you know, because everything has changed, you know, with COVID. So a lot of places you got to pre-schedule, you know, you can't really do walk-ins, okay? Especially for things like that, because the setting has to be more intimate, you know? So long story short, he, you know, he was able to fit me into his schedule. And I got a Swedish, like a deep tissue massage yesterday. Now the interesting thing about this, this masseuse is blind. Let me tell y'all something. The universe be coming through with some stuff. Okay. This masseuse is a blind gentleman. Wonderful soul, wonderful spirit. That lost his sight about maybe 7 or 8 years ago. And now he does massage therapy. And I spoke to him for a little while just trying to get, you know, because I love speaking to people. I love understanding, you know, what people have to go through. And because like I said, there's a process to everything, you know, so he shared his story. which I'm not going to share here because I didn't get permission to, but he shared his story. And let me just tell you, okay, when you pay attention to not just the path, but you allow the process to unfold, it's beautiful. So part of his gift is he is able, my loves, to kind of like see or feel the energy flow and where it stops, you know. So he kind of definitely goes with the energy of your body. So your massages are a little bit different when someone is going with the energy flow. And I can tell you that because, you know, I'm a certified Reiki energy healer. So I can tell you that. Okay. I can tell you that. There is not a... this connection between you and your possibilities outside of you just recognizing that they're yours to have. And within this 41 days as I've been growing, evolving, and making changes, I've been trusting this process. So I literally left my house yesterday with the intention that I would love to get a massage and it would be amazing if it can happen today. And it showed up right at the doorstep, guys, right at the doorstep. So we're in beautiful energy, creating your own universe, speaking to your inner voice, allowing your inner voice to speak back to you. It's going to be important in this season. I've been finding with this new moon energy, I just want silence, you know, maybe just some instrumental music so I can hear the birds in the background is, you know. I don't know if you guys will be able to hear it, what, you know, with the background music. The other day I did notice that the birds were saying some stuff the other day because I recorded outside and they were just beautiful, beautiful sound. All right. There's change and there's energy in the atmosphere where you can literally be able to create anew. Okay. You can. The number zero. Potential as well as choices and decisions, right? And we talked about that in the beginning. You don't have to sacrifice anymore. It's just choices and decisions, right? Zero represents potential energy, raw force, you. You are that force, right? So grasp it, direct it, and utilize it, and then trust the process. And the process doesn't mean not doing anything. The process doesn't mean that you should not do anything. The process means that if there's something to be done, you do it. If there's not something to be done, you rest, you sit, you know. Just like baking a cake, right? You put that cake in the oven, right? You're not walking back thinking that the cake is not going to bake. Because clearly you would have had to preheat your oven, you know, because that would be one of the steps. That would be one of the steps to ensure that you're going to get the perfect cake. Perfect cake, right? So just know that. We also dealing with the number one today. The key to your verbal communication skills here on this realm. Your spark, your intention. The divine spark within you expressed through ego. Your intention. You know, but this spark can also be oppressed. And then you can allow your ego to over, you know, control everything, step in, and forget that there is a spiritual part of you which it must work hand in hand with. Because first there's the unseen, then there's the seen. So spirit is just naturally ruled before the seen. Everything happens in the invisible first, in your thoughts, in your feelings. Can you see your thoughts? Can you see your feelings? Yeah, you can. You can see your feelings by how you treat people. You can see your thoughts by what's around you. Right? So, we got the power of memory in the date today. You also have the arrow of balance in the date today. And you are going to be trusting the process today. Right? Yeah, this has been an amazing, 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 amazing journey. It has. All right, my loves. It's Saturday. Reflect and revise. Reflect, revise. It's the process. What's your process? What is the process? You know, you trust in the process. Yeah, I find the more I relax, the more I relax. You know, yesterday, just, it, you know, the whole interaction, especially as I was getting the body work done yesterday, I was asking myself questions. And as I asked myself questions, because I'm really trying to find out why that energy is stuck there, right? So, and you know, as I'm asking myself questions and the answers are coming in, you literally would feel the block is just, you know, you would feel one of the blocks just go boop. You literally feel the knot just release. So, love yourself, honor yourself, okay? Have a beautiful day wherever you are around the world. It's day 41, y'all. We have 59 more days left to go, okay? Love yourself, honor yourself, trust the process, and I will see you guys in tomorrow's Daily Vibration. Bye, my loves.